Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Morning Shift. Mike, Allie, Bo, Dylan hanging out here in continuing reaction to the good night slash great night for the Hawks in the front office last night after the NBA draft. Able to trade back, get number 23, pick up a Georgia star and Asa Newell, and also add an unprotected first round pick in next year's NBA draft.
This music sounds like we're entering a bar and it's like the TV show Chips or something in like the late 70s.
Does have a Dylan, classic walk-in in a movie.
Where did you find this?
You know, like Starsky and Hutch or something.
This is Boogie Wonderland with Earth, Wind, and Fire. You don't know this song?
It has nothing to do with me knowing it. Like, it's just like, does it not feel like we're like Mike and I are like motorcycle cops in L.A. and we just got off the road and we're walking in the office like...
It could have that feel for somewhere. There's a
telephone ringing and someone's on a typewriter.
Reminder, it is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. If you want to call in and weigh in on the ankle socks conversation that we were having a minute ago, or obviously talk about the Hawks, Didier Fuentes as well with the Atlanta Braves, or the Hawks draft night last night. I got a couple of things on my phone real quick before we get to the phone lines. Carl Dukes brings up a good point, and he was talking about how Ansi Saleh, has obviously been a part of two organizations, the Spurs and the Warriors, that have had immense amount of success and have done it in very unique ways. I think that pays off in wonders when you look at his vision for this franchise and being able to really kind of pick his pieces. I think that's going to pay dividends in the end. You're already starting to see that. The reaction is just renowned for Ansi Saleh last night and what he was able to pull off in terms of that trade, asking for the unprotected pick and also the best of the situation between the Pelicans and the Bucks. Also, Rusty Menzel, our buddy, weighing in today, and he is saying you really want to start a war on this fashion conversation, ankle socks and Hey Dude shoes, which is an absolute point of contention for a lot of females. And Allie, I don't know how you feel about Hey Dude shoes, but they've been worn in this studio multiple times by multiple different members of the staff here, and they've been panned. To put it lightly, at times.
I don't wear them to the station, but I wear them, Allie, especially on vacation and summer. Like, go to the club at night for dinner. You got your shorts and golf polo on. Yeah, you wear Hey Dudes. Yeah. And I don't stand for... Yeah, I'm just going to hold back.
There is a certain point in life where you go with comfort over fashion, and that's kind of what the Hey Dudes look like to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they're slip-ons, right?
I don't think they originated as slip-ons.
You don't tie them, so yeah.
You can also, my dad has them. the Alabama Hey Dudes, ones with the script A on the back. That's a little bit rough.
I also confess, like, I don't really know much about the Hey Dudes. Like, yeah. I worry about women's fashion wear, so, and my husband only wears, like, Nike Jordans, so.
To me, just real quick on Hey Dudes, Hey Dudes to me are like...
This will be rich.
Hey Dudes to me are the comfort version of the like dad New Balance shoe, like the dad shoe that's always made fun of, like the old school New Balance.
The Air Mowers.
Yeah, the Air Mowers. They're like the comfort version of that. Like the luxury version of that.
First off, you guys need to check yourself because those are Air Frickies. They're copyrighted.
The Air Frickies.
Let me ask you this because I think it's an interesting point. But wouldn't you say they're more the comfort version of like a penny loafer?
Yes. That too. Yeah.
Because
they just give real dad vibes.
No.
Hey Dudes gives.
I disagree. I don't disagree. I should say I don't disagree at all. But it is a point where, I mean, when you make the conscious decision to buy Hey Dudes, you're very comfortable in where you're at. And so why not?
True, yeah.
And the people that criticize, I mean, what do I care what someone thinks about my feet?
That's what I was saying about
the age. It's like in Shawshank. How often do you look at a man's feet?
That's what I was saying about the age thing. It's like you just get to a point where you're like, I don't even care. And Allie, I don't know what in the Ninja Turtle you just sent to my phone right now, but that is a hideous.
It looks like a goat hoof.
It is the latest trend that is happening right now that people are having a field day with. So it basically like splits your foot in half, like Bo was saying. It is like a hoof. And it looks incredibly uncomfortable, and I don't know how why this was decided as fashionable. It's not.
Have you ever seen the inside of one? You ever tried to put your foot in one of those?
No.
Well, like, how do you split your toes?
I don't know.
Like, is it just big toe and everything else?
Yeah. Well, and the second question I have is my second toe is much longer than my first toe.
Got a little Morton's foot.
That would, I got a little. Yeah, you should, I don't even want to break
this
that out.
Is it a podiatrist? Is that who messes with your feet?
Yes.
Definitely look like I'm swinging from tree to tree at the zoo.
This guy, they would, if you took this guy's feet out of his shoe, the podiatrist would teach a class.
Seen my feet. You've never even seen them.
I have. Yes, I have. Unfortunately, I've seen you walk around a NASCAR campsite.
Yeah, with bare feet. Yeah.
That's but I mean, this guy's a podiatrist's dream. He'd be like, see, we call this that. And he just like a diagram of breaking down.
All right, let's go out to the phone lines and get a little reaction to everything that's been going on the show today. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. Thank you so much for taking us on the ride. Let's head out to our buddy Tinker over in Kennesaw. Tinker, I have got to imagine that you are a busy man right now with what's going on with Mother Nature outside. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, you have no idea. I'm trying to keep the moisture in the body every day, but every day by the end of the day, I look like I lost a fight with a water hose.
Yeah, you have to have those backup shirts in the truck.
Oh, no doubt.
Backup full wardrobe.
Yeah,
I mean,
got a closet in the back seat.
But I'm definitely a comfort man. Not only do I got them ankle socks, I got them New Balances to go with
it. Yes, sir.
I got them on old man shoes, but hey, they're comfortable.
Yeah, I love it.
And not only that, it's so bad that I wear I like the collar dry fit shirts.
Yep.
But it looks nice. And then when I walk into a place, and I might be like at the bar area, so they can only see the shirt, and they're like, oh, my friends would be like, oh my God, you actually. He kind of dressed up, and I'm like, not exactly. I turned the corner, and I got basketball shorts on with it. I mean, that's how comfortable I like it, you know? And to all the young ladies out there, especially single ones, you better be careful about all that well butt, because you'll well butt your way to a single apartment, three cats.
Appreciate the phone call, Tink. Thanks so much for weighing in, because I completely agree with you. Keep well buttoned.
That's funny. Tink's always got a good call. He is, by the way, if you don't know an HVAC guy, Allie, I got a question now for you. You gave me a really odd look just a minute ago when I said the word podiatrist. Did you not think I could say it, or you just kind of looked at me like, wait, what? I'm just like almost. I got semi offended. Like
it just took me a minute to clock it because you said it correctly and you were using it in the right way. So
loaded phone lines. Let's go ahead and mow straight down the list here. Let's go over to Evan over in Cobb County. Evan, what's going on, man? Been a while. Hope you're doing well.
Oh yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's been a minute. I'm kind of like you, Mike. I'm 37, so I'm not super fashionable anymore. I do rock the ankle socks myself. Talking about comfort though. I just switched from the air mowers myself because, well, they were kind of all, I needed something to work, you know, just walking around. Literally at the store last weekend, put on Skechers slip-ons for the
first
time.
There he is.
Oh, man, that's so comfortable.
the Joe Montana. Hey, Evan, are you married? You got a girlfriend? What's going on there? I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm married. One kid, 3 years old.
That a boy. So are you the kind of guy that goes to your wife and says, does this look okay? Or are you just in charge of your own choices?
I'm pretty much in charge of my own choices. I'll get her input if, like, I have a big work event. I'm like, hey, does this shirt go with this tie? Does jacket go better? But, yeah.
I love it, man. Appreciate the phone call. I hope you're finding a way to stay cool out there. You know, like Bo likes to tell people to do. Cool. We need to mic up or a Life Squid at one point and explain all the small nuances to the show to people of why we say and why we say dang.
A little glossary.
Yeah, a little glossary for people to understand because I think people kind of get lost in weeds if they only listen 20 minutes at a time.
Well, you got to know the lore. What we could do is we could make it a tweet and then we could pin it on the Morning
Show.
Yeah,
is that
what it is? Yeah, like if you hear these and then say, by the way, equals.
Dang.
Yeah. And to your point, equals. Yeah, so you, that's what you could do. And then it could be pinned as our morning show. It would be the
glossary.
Would it be the glossary of like the – now what's the other one called?
Legend?
It would be
– Yes. That's it. That's the one.
It will be a legend, but it would also count as, I'm keeping y'all hip here, when us young people, we say lore now. Like when they're with, lore is basically like the same as backstory. So it will be our lore, morning shift lore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for keeping us hip.
I got you.
I'm going to quickly pivot. Pivot?
Pivot?
And rotate
pivot
here.
Means
rotate this conversation out to
fringe
back
reference
to the phone lines. Hey, let's go to Squid Billion. There you go. See, I'm throwing Squid Nation a bone here. Let's go to Squid Billion. What's going on, man? Hope you're doing well.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir.
Michael Phenom Johnson. How you doing?
Hey! I like that
wee,
one, man.
Wee, you like wee, that one?
That's
a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. No, it's not a wah, wah, wah. It's just, you know, credit, you know.
It's a womp, womp, womp.
Allie Mac, keeping the boys in line as per usual. Good morning.
I'm trying. Good morning.
Well, I think here's part of the thing, is the reason why ankle socks are out is because of the rise in the no-show sock, with how much, like, the fashion shorts or the rolled-up jeans, like the dress shoes and the loafers with the no-show sock, that's what's in. And so it's like, why are you wearing ankle socks when you could be doing the no-show sock? I think maybe Dylan can vouch for me. I think that's part of the reason why those are out now. But, Mike, you don't really have to worry about it because the nation has no fashion, or the mafia has no fashion.
You're stuck
in a guard shack. So
you were right.
It doesn't matter too much. But I did want to call in. This is probably my last time calling in because the nation is spreading out to Dallas, Texas. So I'll be tuning in on the app, but the timing won't really work out too much for the call-in. So,
hey,
love the show, you guys. You guys are great. Enjoy.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you, Squid Billion.
Happy moving. Hope it's not too stressful.
Yeah, seriously.
I hate to hear that you're
relocating.
That you're
hopefully it's for a good reason.
Yeah. But hey, one Dallas. I know somebody moved from a Dallas to Dallas. One of my best friends. Now he's in Colorado though. So, but we appreciate you. And the Odyssey app, if you didn't know, is always.
So they still listen on the app at the time. Time might not work.
Trying to tell everyone else that the Odyssey app is always there for your listening pleasure.
Yes, it is.
No matter where you are. Okay. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And by the way,
ding.
Tinker is also a part of the nation.
Yeah, so. I know he is. So, it's been a rough week for y'all so far. So I figured we'd go ahead and spread some love.
Has it? Because I mean, we're winning today.
Yeah, today's one day.
We've won.
Listen, and if you want to continue this conversation, please, like you said, the Odyssey app is rolling. If you have missed any part of the show today, especially some of the interesting conversations around the reaction, I think it's been fun to talk about what is the future of Trae Young. You know, when you start looking a year in advance and you have that possible, top five pick. I think a lot of people think that'll probably be a top five pick in next year's NBA draft. And also, Didier Fuentes, what's his, very near future in terms of what the Atlanta Braves are bringing to the table. So, yeah, a lot of fun today. Continue to weigh on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift, and we'll continue to roll.
Yeah, we are going to talk about Didier Fuentes and what his future could look like. That is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's 8:22 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo across from me. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. Now, the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart is coming up this weekend. Today is move-in day for the morning shift. RVs are on site and ready for the boys to move in. How much packing do you have left to do after the show today, guys?
I have a staging area in the garage where everything has started to gather itself.
So do I.
Yeah, and I have a staging area indoors as well where the walkie-talkies are being charged and, you know, the batteries are being checked.
I mean, how many walkie-talkies you charging there, guy?
What do you mean?
I mean, it took my walkie-talkies, like,
I put them on the charger last night before I went to sleep.
They should be done. But you said you were charging them yesterday.
I wasn't charging them yesterday. I was charging my scanner. Yeah, I was charging my scanner yesterday.
What's the scanner for?
So you can listen to the driver's talk.
Radio
scanner that, so you can listen to the driver's talk. That's what you plug into the headset on the opposite of the walkie-talkie. So
gotcha. You might have to fill me in on a few of these things.
We're going to look like, you know, a head coach on a sideline in an NFL game.
I got to pack my clothes. That's like the one thing. I think I got everything else.
Got to finish doing the laundry, yeah.
I checked the rig up for this broadcast. It's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
tested it out yesterday. brought extra Ethernet cables.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Because G Money, Gordon Robinson, who engineers like all out of that, along with Slim, he gave me like a to-go box or bag of stuff, and I was like, it only had one Ethernet, and I have extras, and I was like, I'm taking these just in case. I do remember it being an issue. You'll be safe.
The Ethernet cord is a little slippage on that thing. Last time when we were doing, I don't remember where we were doing a remote, but it definitely was an issue.
Was it Falcons?
Might have been.
I think it was the Falcons. It just died.
Yeah.
I've got that out there. But I got to pack clothes, and Allie, I am the overpacker.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, how many nights are we going to be going? Three? I need 7 pairs of underwear, 15 t-shirts, 17 pairs of shorts, 9 pairs of socks. Like, I just overpack for everything.
Seeing as how it's June 26th, we just talked to Tinker. I would say it's probably a pretty good idea to bring at least 2 sets of clothes per day.
Yeah,
for me,
that's
anyways.
Fair.
Like, I will be leaking. To put it lightly,
that sounds disgusting.
What a word!
Yeah, I will be leaking.
Can we put that along? Can we put that in there with like the word moist? And maybe let's not use them.
You don't like that? I'm leaking, man.
No, I mean I get it, but it just,
I've met very few people that sweat more than I do. Garrett Reynolds is one of them. I've told you the story before. He used to have to bring a pair of cleats to switch out at midway through practice.
Uh-huh.
Like he was that sweaty. It would be like, let me bring a pair of dry cleats, and then he'd put them both on the dryer, and then he'd be coming out, running out to practice with an extra pair of cleats in his hands, and he'd put them under the tent, and he'd be like, yep, midway through practice, we get that water break, switching cleats.
Man, I used to take spin every single day, and there was a former Falcon that came in to take a class, a spin class. He turned the resistance all the way up, and at the end of that 45 minutes, there was a moat.
Yeah.
Around him. It was insane.
Do we get to know who it was? Yeah,
I don't want to say on air.
All right, just say this. Just tell me this. What position did he play?
I'm not saying anything on air.
Quarterback.
It was insane. But going back to the Quaker State 400.
We know since, it wasn't Matt. Matt wasn't turning the resistance up all the way.
Since today is move-in day, that means tomorrow morning, by default, we're going to be doing the show from the infield at Echo Park Speedway. And then we also have a special edition of the morning shift on Saturday as well, starting at 4:00, getting you race ready. What can everyone expect?
Well, first of all, not by default, by design.
By design.
And what can everybody expect? On Saturday, it's going to be cool. We're going to get a chance to do a somewhat of a pre-race show. And it's interesting, this time around, we're doing a Saturday show. We did a Saturday show last time, but the race was on Sunday. This race at Echo Park Speedway, Saturday night under the lights, so we'll get a chance to kind of lead into that, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, you'll hear from – in that show on Saturday, you'll hear from select drivers like, you know, Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe, Ross Chastain, to name a few. You know, maybe even Larry Mack.
Yeah, Ty Dillon.
What is it? Is it PNR or MNR?
PNR.
Doug Turnbull. Probably hear some stuff from him, so – like, man, it's going to be probably the most pre-race race show we've ever done.
Yes.
I mean, no doubt, because we're going to have a ton. Even when we were in we did a broadcast from a Daytona condo one time, Mike and I, before the 500.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
If you guys are headed to the race this weekend, just make sure you tune us in or on the Odyssey app, because we'll get you set up and ready. Get you all the vibes on your way down to Hampton to attend the race. And it's going to be awesome for that race to be under the lights. It's always such a fun time these days after the redesign at Echo Park Speedway.
Well, if you turned off the game last night, final score for the Braves was 7-3. Mets did win. So tonight we have a chance to split the series or take the series. We have Grant Holmes on the mound. How are you guys feeling about tonight's game?
Well, you took me 3 different ways with everything you just said. I was like, no, we have a chance to take it. Oh, no, okay, you finish it. Grant, wait, we got Grant? No, oh, Grant Holmes. I was like, whoa, what is going on here?
I was all confused.
Look, we need Grant Holmes from the 15 strikeout game. Holmes did such a good job, though, his last outing of getting in and out of trouble. I mean, he would put guys on, and then he would work around it. And that was against the Marlins. He has really good stuff at times. I think his worst pitch this year has been his fastball, which is crazy. Because I think it was better pitch for him last year, but his slider's been pretty good this year. So I feel confident, always feel confident, when Holmes goes to the mound these days. And I enjoy watching him pitch.
How do we feel about the fact that tonight's game is a 7 o'clock game on a getaway day? And obviously it's Thursday. I'm just so happy with the heat that's been going on, specifically up in New York. I mean, I think a couple of days ago was the hottest game in Citi Field history.
That's right.
I'm excited. I hate the fact that this team has to travel through the night on a Thursday to obviously get home and prepare for a weekend series. But I'm glad that we're not playing a day game with the amount of heat going on here at the end of June.
Yeah, I am too. You're right, and it's great that we have the night game tonight. I gotta ask you a question though, because we've talked all day about how great of a year Griffin Cannon's had, right? Really? And I just said, you know what? I would really want to look at this comparison between him and Grant tonight. He's not better than Grant Holmes. He's 7-3, so his team has been better at winning. But Grant Holmes has a better ERA, a better whip, more innings pitched, less hits, more strikeouts. The only thing that Canning has done better than Holmes in is giving up home runs and walking guys. He has less walks, less home runs, but not by many. So is now, you can tell me we sure could use Griffin Canning right about now because of the conversation we had with Didier Fuentes, but I'm just not sure how the season started where if Canning would have maybe even made the opening day roster.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the situation with Ronaldo Lopez and everything else going on, I think that's why this front office took a look at Griffin Canning. I think he's making, I don't know, $4.5 million this year. That was kind of the value. I think when you look at the situation surrounding him in the offseason and whether or not they were going to bring him back, it was very clear. Obviously, you wanted to do salary dump Jorge Soler, and you made the decision that you didn't need at that point would have been, I don't know, an eighth option in Griffin Canning at $5 million. It just didn't make sense financially. But he's had at no point during the show have I said, oh, man, he's having a great year. I just think it's funny. It is interesting when you look at the guy making $5 million this year and the situation you found yourself in with pinching, which we've talked about a million times. You need 12 or 13 starters to get through the season.
Yeah. And, again, I'm not targeting you. It's a conversation that's been about this team for a while now, that why did they dump this guy? They clearly need help. But at the time, you were dumping salary and you didn't think that you would lose Lopez and AJ for seemingly the year, and then again, and that AJ would even be that version, but you just didn't think all this would happen. Yeah, you need them, but you can't stockpile veteran pitching. Normally, the DFA, they go somewhere and they pitch. Like, we could use someone to get DFA'd right now, right? We could use a pitcher to get DFA'd right now, because then we would have somewhere to go.
It'd be nice.
So, I've loaded up another bottle of Baron Burton's W Sausage down there because apparently one of our cohorts this weekend was like, I don't think one bottle is enough. And I said, all right. So, I got another bottle. And then I do have that sixer of the Allen Lager, the New Realm Brewing. And it's kind of cool holding an Allen Lager in one hand and pouring W Sauce on a piece of meat that I'm getting ready to
inside
smoke.
Of your camper's in RV.
Yeah, that's right. All brought to you by Echo Park Speedway, which will have this weekend the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean sponsors.
I'm gonna get fire suit. Just load the sponsors.
Yes. I'm sorry, but
might even bring some Buffalo's Cafe.
I feel like keep your sponsors for your own segment. I feel like the world missed the boat when I didn't become a NASCAR driver, where I could just like see how many sponsors I could fit into one sentence. It was one of my favorite things to do. But yesterday, real quick, I had a different life of Squid, but we're short on time. I took Sprinkles to get her nails done.
What?
She's been feeling kind of...
I'm sorry.
Let me finish. She's been feeling a little, like she's in the background.
No, you're not.
So I took her to the vet and had her nails clipped. And I tell her that she's getting her nails done because I want her to feel special. But dude, like, my dog...
Oh, my God.
When I handed her to the lady... I was like, this is not going to go well. And normally she's pretty good with it.
Yeah.
And so the girl comes back, and I was like, I just knew. I was like, how'd she do? She's like, well, she was very good at first. Then she didn't like it so much. But dude, she's been there. Every time she goes there, she gets her nails done there, clipped. But I kill her, it's her nails, because she's a girl dog. It seemed like I know how to be a girl dad.
Yeah. Look, man, here's the thing. There's two things in your life that do not fit your persona. One of them is your dog, and the other one is your drink choice at dinner. And neither one of them fit what you think of in terms of Squidbilly when you hear him talk. It's just so funny.
Yeah, well, man. One of us has cold beer already ice cold, and the other doesn't for this
one
weekend.
One of us will probably drink all the other one's cold beer that's you already ice cold.
No,
let's go.
You ain't touching mine. You know what I figured out last time about this trip, Allie, is that I brought two cases, and I came home with a case and a half, yet that means Mike and I drink a lot of other people's beer.
Oh, that is true.
You brought a lot more than two cases of beer last time we went.
No,
to this.
I meant just me.
I was going to say, dude.
To combine, we probably brought like
new
five.
Realm, the New Realm hookup.
Oh, you're right. I did bring a lot more than
like
a case of beer.
Was like loaded in your backseat.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's all I drank last time.
Yeah, I did bring, and I still have some of that. some of that is in there still.
Just very quickly, I want to say this, defend my guy, Bo. His drink choice and him taking to go get sprinkles, his nails done, and, you know, getting them colored every now and again, that just shows he's got versatility.
Well, in reality, she doesn't get them colored. We just go there so they get trimmed so they don't stab herself.
And that is so vital.
Yes,
so vital.
Glad we could clarify that. If they were being painted, we just pause and end the show right now and just go to the steakhouse.
It happens out there. You know people paint their dog's nails.
I do not, but I was just trying to church it up a little bit.
Well, coming up, we've got NBA draft consultant James Barlow. We're going to talk to him about Asa Newell, all the moves that the Hawks have been making. That is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. My name is Mike. She's Allie. That's Squidbilly and Dylon all reacting all day to the NBA draft last night. And the Hawks sliding back about 10 picks and then drafting Georgia's Asa Newell with that pick. And it's been a lot of interesting back and forth on the socials. You can find us at 92.9 Morning Shift. Continue to weigh in on how you feel about the NBA draft. For right now, we're going to bring in NBA draft consultant, Mr. James Barlow. You can find him on Twitter at DraftJunkieJames. And, James, first of all, appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll get to the Asa Newell in a minute, but your reaction, I think it's been widely panned in NBA circles of how the Pelicans could possibly trade next year's, you know, possible lottery pick just to slide up those 10 spots. But your reaction to seeing that trade come through last night on draft night for the Atlanta Hawks?
Yeah, that was an interesting move by the Pelicans, considering how talented the 2026 NBA draft is. If you think, or I think that this draft was good, the 2025 and the 2026, you got some potential franchise changing players there. So the Pelicans deciding to trade out of that draft, especially considering how deep the West is next year, is definitely a move, but I'm talking to the right people, so it benefits you guys for sure.
No doubt.
Hey, James, outside of the Mavs, in your opinion, who do you think had the best draft night?
I really, really like what Utah did with Ace Bailey. They, you know, drowned out the considerations and said, you know what, you're the best fit for us. We're going to take you and we're going to trust our development staff and what we have. And I feel like Ace Bailey in Utah is really his best position as far as like his development. Cause you know, he's as young as he is, he's got things that he does need to work on, but you know, in Utah, he has an opportunity to basically meet like 75% of those demands that he had, except for, you know, geography, but he'll have every opportunity to get the shots up that he wants, opportunity to develop, lead a team. So I think that they made out like bandits getting him at number five.
James, Asa Newell is, he's an athletic guy, can run the floor. He's basically like a piece of putty, which I think everybody is in the NBA draft, other than maybe five to six guys, what he can actually be. But what's his biggest comp that's already in the league? Like, who is a player that he could turn into or be very much like that we've seen in the past?
Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, he does land in Atlanta. He does share some of the same qualities that John Collins had coming out of Wake Forest, rebounding, offensive rebounding, running jump guy, and then you get to play with one of the best passers in the NBA, and Trae Young. So the three ball that John Collins ended up developing in his tenure in Atlanta, that's going to be key for Asa Newell. So, but at the same time, Asa is not the defensive rebounder that John was, but he will have the ability to play the four and the five like John Collins did a few seasons in Atlanta.
Hanging out with James Barlow, NBA draft consultant. You can find him on Twitter at DraftJunkieJames. James, you know, there was an interesting moment last night and where at the Hawks draft party, all the fans thought for a minute that we actually were, you know, that Derek Queen was the guy. You know, it's like NBA's got that weird thing where you have to draft him and then you trade him. Derek Queen being the guy, and obviously he's going to land with the New Orleans Pelicans. What is his outlook? Is there a chance that you get, you know, a couple of years from now and you look back on Derek Queen and you say, well, maybe the Hawks did miss an opportunity with that?
I don't necessarily say you would miss an opportunity. I'm a big Derek Queen fan. Just as far as, like, does he fit what you're trying to do in getting a big? Probably not, because he's more of a below-the-rim guy, and he's going to operate in different opportunities. Now, again, it would have been a different look because he can handle the ball and he can operate on the perimeter. He's really not like any of the bigs that you have, but at the same time, you're all in on Trae Young, so you need to have pieces that complement him. But I'm a big Derek Queen fan. It's going to be interesting how that works out in New Orleans because they have a lot of guys, but I think he's extremely talented, Derek Queen, and I think he's just going to be one of those guys, not necessarily Atlanta, but he might be one of those guys where teams are like, oh, we might have overthought this because he didn't look like what we think a center should look like in 2025.
Yeah, I think it's interesting you use the term we're all in on Trae Young. I think they are this year, but after looking at the Porzingis trade and seeing where we're at with Trae and his contracts coming up soon and the player opt-out, and then you come on here just now and say, hey, the 2026 draft is loaded. Is it possible that if the Hawks are right back where they've been the last 3 or 4 years in the play-in round, that they have set themselves up to somewhat do a soft reset because they have a young core already together like Newell, like Jalen Johnson, like Risha Shea, you know, Dyson Daniels probably get redone. And could they go right into the 26 draft and maybe with that Pelicans pick and really do themselves almost – not even really miss a beat as far as being where they've been the last few seasons by getting rid of Trae and Porzingis?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, had they not secured the pick from the Pelicans, you would say, you know, okay, it's obviously all chips are on the table. We're trying to move on. And the East is wide open with all the injuries and whatnot. And, you know, I still expected to try to compete. There's really no excuse for being a play-in team if you're healthy next year, if you're the Hawks. It's because so many teams ahead of them have, you know, had setbacks. But at the same time, as you said, acquiring that 2026 pick was like, okay, just in case this doesn't work or, you know, we don't have what we want, then we're in a prime position because we got probably one of the most coveted assets in the draft, and that's 2026. And, you know, Darren Peterson, A.J. Devanta, Cameron Boozer, those guys are, you know, supposed to be franchise altering talent. So if this season doesn't work out, you don't get to push or don't have the results that you desire, then you definitely put yourself in a position to, you know, have a really good reset. Again, like you said, I'm a really big Jalen Johnson fan, and Risha Shea lights it up. So, you know, the Hawks, they definitely had a good week.
Finishing up here with James Barlow, NBA draft consultant. Again, you can find him at Draft Junkie James on the X. Let's talk about that a little bit. And you mentioned, you and Bo just talking about the loaded draft for next year. And look, none of us have a crystal ball, but you're going to get the best of the two between the New Orleans Pelicans or the Milwaukee Bucks picks. And obviously both those teams dealing with injuries and other situations going on around them right now. If you just had to take a guess, where do you think the Hawks pick will land in next year's draft?
So I feel like Milwaukee, I mean, they have Giannis, right? And Giannis is going to be good for 40 wins himself. And they still have some other guys. They got some things they need to figure out. I know that Dame is out, but it's still Giannis Antetokounmpo. He didn't talk to the Milwaukee Bucks staff, and he's staying. He's ultra competitive. Like I've said, everybody knows the East is, you know, expected to be wide open. So I don't see, you know, that pick or Milwaukee, being terrible, but New Orleans, you know, I like Zion Williamson. He just, you know, has issues staying on the floor. Then you have DeJounte Murray, former Atlanta Hawk. He's out with an Achilles injury. And then, like, the West is, you know, it's tough. So I think that the New Orleans pick, they took a swing and they got the guys that they wanted in this 2025 draft. But that 2026, the way that the things are lining up for them, that could be a top three pick. But at the same time, like, you know, the Mavs weren't supposed to have a number one pick this year. And then the Spurs weren't supposed to be number two. And then the Sixers weren't supposed to be number three. So, you know, the lottery is tricky. Those ping pong balls don't always, do what they're supposed to do.
There you have it. That's James Barlow, NBA draft consultant. Again, you can find him at Draft Junkie James on Twitter. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, man. Hope you have a good day.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
The conversation around Trae Young and his future with this franchise is something that I feel like we're going to be talking about for the next 8 months.
Yeah.
In terms of what their production actually is on the court. And if everybody can stay healthy, obviously, we've talked about it. You expect huge things.
Mm-hmm.
But if everybody does stay healthy and you don't get huge things, then there is definitely a counterpoint to that.
Like, I don't want it to come off like the wrong way. I want Trae to succeed here, and I want to win with what we've got, because as a fan, you know, I've invested a lot in pulling for this guy, and I want to see him. I don't want to see him. The worst thing in the world is seeing someone that has played for your team that couldn't get it done here go have success somewhere else. And it's not about that person. It's like, why couldn't that be here? Mm-hmm. Why couldn't that be for us? I mean, how many times have we seen that happen as, you know, Falcons and Braves and Hawks fans and United fans happen? However, I think it's important to understand what's happening in front of us.
Yeah.
They're in a transition in front office-wise. They just brought in a completely new front office besides, like, Kyle Korver. Like, Everybody else is either new or has moved up in their job.
Yeah. I agree with you, man. And I'm with you. I don't want this to come off because – Lord knows, I've been a Trae Young guy since day one on this show, since we started. I mean, I'm a huge fan of what he does. I think he's made every attempt to improve his defense. I think they've made every attempt as a franchise to improve around him, though, right, and bringing in different pieces and obviously bringing in great defenders and guys with length and wings that can shoot and different coaches that understand him and how to utilize him. But, again, you do look a year from now and you find yourself viewing the trade they made yesterday as part of a potential – let's call it an opt-out, you know, for this franchise as they move forward.
And, Dylan, do you know when that trade deception is up? I think there's always a time frame on that. It's because that the one that they can spend the extra $30 million on, because I ask you, you're looking at, if it doesn't work this year, you could have a top five pick, maybe even two, depending, because you have your own first-round pick. You don't know where that's going to go. And you could be looking at the upwards of like $100 million basically off of what you had to spend this year, right? Like,
because
you lose Porzingis and Trae would be $47 million next year. So that's 77 in plus that. Go ahead.
So July 7th is when the Hawks it's a $25.3 million trade exemption expires July 7th. So of this year. So
okay,
they have to use it quick.
So you got to use it this year. So you are going to go – you're going to find a way to use it. You're going to go all in. And then if it doesn't work, you either have a player that you want to build around maybe that you got with that.
Yeah.
Or – because I don't think you're going to get a player you want to build around in 25 minutes, but maybe you'll go towards it. Or you're going to drop – $70 to $90 million of what you consider unwinnable weight, and go invest. I just think I guess what it is what's optionality? Is that what he used? I don't
guess.
He's giving himself some optionality.
You have
in the future of this franchise.
You're like,
I can tell
hey,
you that.
One more go at this, and then we're because to me that's a soft reset at that point.
Yeah, and look, let me just leave you with this. We haven't had him as the GM for long. But just listening to him and knowing what I've known from the last 36 hours, I trust him.
He looks sharp.
I trust him.
Looks sharp, doesn't he?
Right. Hey,
let the big man eat.
Sharp.
Let's go.
Yeah, so much excitement around him. Well, just a reminder before we get out of here, we will be live from Echo Park Speedway tomorrow morning. So, Dylan, Go ahead and wear your crew socks and Crocs tomorrow. We won't be here to judge. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, myself, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta. It's hard. It's hot out there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.